And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. We are back. It's another Wednesday. We got Robert in the house, and we're getting ready to talk about the book. Sorry I missed you yesterday. Some weird thing happened. I haven't done this before, and I don't even remember doing it, but I turned off my alarm. I woke up at 5 o'clock. I'm like, I'm not going to head out to the studio. This is just not going to happen. Robert, what's going on?
Another fine day. It's so funny because yesterday I did the same thing, right? And I ended up having to race to my early class. For some reason, I turned the alarm off. I was like, really?
Well, it's weird because I have mine set for like Monday through Friday. It goes off at 4:15 every morning. Typically, I wake up before it goes off, but yesterday it didn't happen.
Well, you know, I take off for my run and I get all that done and then I go lay it back down to cool off, right? Mm. And that's what happened was I set an alarm for my cool off and oops.
I think there's a little congratulations in order because what was it, Sunday or Saturday, that it was 9 years that you've been doing the same thing over and over again?
It was Sunday.
Sunday. Yep. And we talk a little bit about it. This chapter that we're going to go over called Future Self talks a little bit about that. And I didn't realize that even during COVID, having COVID, you kept the streak alive.
Twice. I had COVID twice.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, I was very blessed in the fact that I have a wonderful immune system. So the first time with COVID, I got a cold sore.
Oh, man.
And I was like, why do I have a cold sore? Well, it's such that, you know, what a cold sore is it's one of the herpes viruses. Well, everybody has the virus in their system because they had chicken pox and all that kind of stuff. So what happens when your immune system gets overworked is the herpes, the virus comes out, right? And for a lot of people, it's shingles, others cold sore. So I have a cold sore and I'm like, oh crap, I've got COVID. And so I tested positive for it. But that was really the only symptom other than just being a little tired.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was fine.
Yeah. And I've been, I've had it a couple times and it's, I think the only thing that really bothered me the most was the fever. Like I don't know about you, but every time I get a fever, like my body doesn't shut down, but I know it. Like I got one a couple weeks ago after I got back from Houston and, you know, obviously traveling on an airplane. The funny thing about COVID is everyone's like, oh, COVID, this, COVID, that. Now all of a sudden they said, treat it like the flu. Wow. What we all thought we should do. But used to be you'd get on an airplane and you'd get sick every time. That's why they got that stuff called airborne, right? The hoax that it's going to work. Take this airborne, pump yourself full of vitamin C and D and blah, 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 and all this stuff, and it'll keep you from getting sick. But yeah, I mean, it was for me, I got off, you know, a couple days later, get off the plane and I can just feel it. Like my joints, I get almost like I got rheumatoid arthritis for a couple days while I have this fever. So
yeah, that's definitely viral, right? All the aches and pains. Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, congratulations on that. I think that's awesome. I know, you know, the first time I interviewed, we talked about why you do it and things like that. And this chapter is called Future Self. And I think it's highly important when setting goals to know what the future holds. I mean, I think we talk about manifesting or seeing the future or knowing whatever it is, but you can't get to that end point without knowing what the end point is, right?
Yeah. And what's so amazing about the research into Future Self, it's kind of the research was spun off of why we don't fulfill New Year's resolutions, right? Why we set a goal and, you know, in a month or so. And what the research shows is we don't like walk away from it immediately. It slowly, our vision of ourself going forward, we slowly depart from it, right? We haven't put the habits or things in place to make it easy for ourselves. And like the running, how you make it easy for yourself is you set alarms, you lay all your clothes out, you make it as easy as possible to wake up, you do whatever energy drink or whatever you need, you have it all set up kind of robotically so you don't have to think, you kind of roll out. Because people forget that they think, well, you know, after 9 years, you don't have any objections to getting up and doing it. Yes, I do. I have the same objections everybody does, right? I get up and go, you know, my body feels like crap. I don't want to do this, right? And I'm like, come on, man, let's go. And you, all that self-talk, all the stuff that's in your head, It's the same for me as it is for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's the only difference is I've got muscle memory to the point where I can go, yeah, right. Okay, fine. And off I walk. Right. Yeah. So my muscle memory gets me doing it. Most people's muscle memory gets them not doing it.
Yep.
So that's just the process of trying to figure out how to make your future self. You just got to make it easy for yourself.
Right.
You got to do anything that's going to be hard. You just have to make it as easy for yourself as possible. Because again, you know, like you said, you felt like crap, right? You know how hard it is. And I felt like crap before on workouts, right? Injuries, sore, limping through a run. You just do it.
Right.
And, you know, it got to the point where like a snowstorm or a blizzard became like a challenge, right? It was like, I actually got into that. It was like, wow, it's horrible outside. Perfect. You know, this would be miserable, right? But you know what's the hardest run is 70 some odd degrees, right? Where it's muggy and hot and you're not going to cool down. The whole run's going to be hot and you're just like, oh, this is going to feel like crap, right? There's no, and at the end, it feels great. And that's what you hold on to, right? The future self. You hold on to the end of the run. And I think that's the whole point of future self is to get that vision and get the sights, sounds, and feelings associated with what it's going to be at the end. And then you go, okay, I just got to get to the end. And sometimes, you know, like you have a watch or a clock on or something for your run, right? Sometimes you're watching it, everything. It's like every minute feels agonizing.
Right.
Other times it flies by. So there is no consistency to it. It just, you know, get up, put your feet down and go. Yes.
I imagine that those challenges that you have, like rain or wet, you know, weather or whatever it may be, kind of probably breaks up the monotony, because let's face it. I mean, 9 years of doing the same thing over and over again, having the same, like maybe you took the same route, maybe you've been in different places. Like the change up has got to help keep you going.
Yeah. And what I found is really, really useful is cold as crap. And why cold is good? Because you immediately get out and you run like hell to get warm. Okay. So really that's the easiest one, because you're like, I am freezing my butt off, right? Yep. There's only so much crap you can wear, right? When it's 15 and windy. So you're like, okay, run. And you get your best times, right? Because all you're trying to do is keep warm. Necessity. Like I said, the worst run is 72 and humid. There's no relief, right? You don't even want your shirt on. It's just, and I do my runs in the pitch dark.
Yeah.
So it's not like I have, you know, I've done midday runs. No, I'll pass. I'll go ahead and do my mornings.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming that the midday is like, oh, like yesterday, I forgot the alarm. Damn it. Now I got to get up and go do it now. I'm off my routine, but I still got to do it because I know that this is important and this is a goal that I've set for myself.
Right. And some of the times there just was something got in the way. You know, I was at a hospital with a kid or whatever, right? And I just literally did not have access. So I had to like make sure that I squeeze it in. But if I have control, it's 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning before the world gets a hold of me, right? And screws my day up.
Yep. Yeah. Because if you don't do it, then you won't do it. And there's no time like the morning. I swear, like you just saying that to me, it's like, just do it. Get it out of the way. Be done with it so that you can get on with your day.
Right. That's one thing I really appreciated about the Army was, you know, we did more before dawn than most people did all day. And it really felt good because you got into your day and by noon you were like, wow, you know, man, I've accomplished a ton. So if you want to chill back, no problem.
Right.
So yeah, really, really positive experience.
Except for in the military, you got done with that and you had more to do.
No, it's pretty much what it was.
Yeah. It's like, we got this out of the way, but guess what? There's more.
It was funny. We were having a discussion in a grand strategy class yesterday. And one of the professors who's noted in the world, I won't bring out his name, but he says, you know what the Army is what you do is you beat the liberal out of you, right? You beat the individual out of you because you basically have to become part of a cog of a machine, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you're up early in the morning. That's why it doesn't matter. That's why, you know, And so I that really stuck, right? You beat the liberal out of you. You
I'm
beat
just the laughing about that because there's still people that it hasn't got beaten out of even after the military.
Oh, no, no, absolutely, absolutely.
We've got Nikki and Jennifer in the chat room. So thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. I just want to, you know, mention that you're here. We appreciate you. Last week, we had a really good conversation going that we could not see. So pretty crazy. We want to keep that going. We want to keep the conversation going in here. At some point, we'll get enough people in here. Or if you have questions, you can drop them too. Book's coming out pretty soon. But we're talking today about future self. So, yeah, I mean, let's talk about this goal of running, because I feel like it's kind of crazy that it's been 9 years, but is there, when you do something like this over and over again, I mean, is the end result that you're just going to run until the day you die? I mean, what's the idea behind this? When is it going to be over? Will it ever be over? How do you think about the future of that?
So it almost was like a Forrest Gump moment, right? You know, you just started running.
I was thinking of the line, running.
I'm just running. And so I kind of started with that idea that I needed to have something that I could do. I had let's roll all the way back to me getting ready for the NFL again. And so I had a great strength coach and he said, you know, this is all great and good, all your preparation, bench pressing, you know, massive weight, all this stuff. He said, but you need to get a routine that you can do for the rest of your life. He said, that's the real truth about physical fitness. You cannot bench 350 pounds into your 70s. That's just ridiculous. You'll tear your shoulders up. And he said, so you got to get something in it. And I said, well, you know, running is probably the best. It's the easiest. It doesn't require any equipment, blah, 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 blah. The only problem was I hated it. I hated running. So I was like, okay. So then I said, let me just start running. And I actually have a longer streak, and the longer streak is 24 years. I've worked out every day since 1100.
That is crazy. Since
every single day. And the running part was an add-on to it, right? Which was like I needed to do some kind of cardio.
Right.
And so that cardio was just like, well, what are you going to do? And, you know, well, let's do a year or 2 years. And now I'm sitting here staring at 10, right? So as I got to start running on Monday morning, I realized it was 364 more days to 10 years, right?
Man.
And so I was like, okay. And then it was, you know, I'm probably just going to run till I die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't see any reason not to. So, and it feels weird saying, you know, I'm going to stop at 10 years because, I mean, actually, tomorrow's my birthday. I won't tell you how old I am, but let's just say I started my streak in my 50s.
Yep.
Okay, so that should put it into context, right?
We got you.
We got you. So, you know, that's not normal for somebody to start something that, you know, aggressive in their 50s. But I was like, you know, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And so then to do it, you now start thinking about, you know, what's it going to be like to run in my 70s? What's going to be able to run in my 80s? I'm like, you know, other people do it. Perfect.
Yep.
But now I'm also real sensitive to the amount of the distance I run. I'm real sensitive to that because it's like having tires on a car, right? How long will my knees hold, my ankles, my hips? And I'm like, okay, so my run depth is about a 5K every day. Mm-hmm. And that's where I stay. And there's some long distance marathon runners and I'm thrilled for them, but I'm not built like them, right? I'm 6'5", 230 pounds. I'm built like a football player, right? So I need to do something where I know that I'm not going to run the tread off the tires.
Right.
You know, that all the body parts stay there because, you know, the run streak ends if I have to have knee surgery or that's it. I mean, I can try limping during that.
Right.
You know, right.
That's you know, I mean, it's amazing that Michelle reminded me. Michelle is here. Hello, Michelle. Reminded me that even if they're not chatting, doesn't mean that they're not there. So we got people in the chat room. I wish I could kind of. I've got four people in there, three commenting. But the knee thing is always the situation with me. You know, I'm a bit younger than you, and I had my knee replaced 2 or 3 years ago, and it was like running is the worst thing for knees. And
right.
you know, you're 6'5", 230, I'm 6'3", 250. I've been way higher than that before, and that was the most damaging thing that I could ever do. So I applaud you for continuing to go. And that was all. That's always my thought. If you can keep everything healthy, it's going to be great. David Goggins was talking about in his last book about having an osteotomy, which is something that I had. I think he had a tib fib one, but I had a femur one.
Right.
He said when they went to go cut into his meniscus, because his body had adapted over time, they broke like five scalpels trying to cut into his meniscus to clean it out. So I'm assuming that your body has adapted over time and has learned to deal with the, I don't know, it's not pain or punishment, but your body learns that this is what you're doing and this is how your body works. So hopefully that holds out for you and you never have to have those knees done.
Right. And that's why I was sensitive to the idea, because people were like, you know, why don't you go out to running, you know, 5 miles, 10 miles. I've ran many marathons and marathons. And I said, you know what? No, no. I think that's a mistake for me because of my body size. Mine is, let's not worry about speed and stuff. Let's worry about getting it done and not wearing the tread off the tires. Let's make sure that I don't damage anything, because I've had lots of injuries, as you can imagine. Little pulls, little tweaks.
Right.
And so you're just trying to keep all the stuff working. And, you know, because again, the goal is right now, conservatively, my first real major goal is about 11 years from now. It's 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's really my first major goal. I mean, I'm going to celebrate 10, but who gives a crap?
Right.
Right. So, you know, it's really my first goal is, because that then pushes me into my 70s.
Yeah.
And so that I'm kind of like going, okay.
It's funny. You said you started working out at I was thinking of in 2000, which, I mean, it was the day after Y2K.
Yes. Yes. We all survived, right?
We made it. My power is still on.
Yeah. My power. And it was also too, it was one of those things where I had went in and out of shape, and you know this from being an athlete, right?
Right.
You go in and out of shape and how hard and bad that feels to go out of shape, right?
Yeah.
Because it really is painful as hell to get back in shape. So it was, I had reached that critical threshold of where I was approaching 40, and I was like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I cannot get out of shape and get back into shape. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to work out for the rest of my life. That was the first goal. Right. And so I've done that successfully for 24 years. And so now then it was, I needed to do some kind of cardio, and that's where the running thing came in. You know, I was at 15 years later, I said, okay, I'm going to do the running to give myself the cardio. I still do the other part of the workout, but this is the... And all of it was because I just didn't think I had what it took to get out of shape again and get back again. Right. To put on the extra 20 pounds or whatever it is, right? You know, the get sloppy and all that kind of stuff. And I just didn't think I had what it took to get in and out of shape again.
It's all between
the
ears.
I just thought it was just so much easier to stay in shape.
Right.
For whatever that means. So, but again, that was all based upon a vision of what I wanted to do, was kind of defeat age too.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be, my parents stopped going forward in life in their early 50s. Their generation was completely different, right?
Yeah.
They stopped taking care of themselves. And, you know, it really was tough on them in their 80s, right? Because their bodies were really failing. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I prefer to live a good quality of life and then just drop over dead one day.
Right.
You know, that's kind of wake up dead, right?
It's a way to do it. Not have to be, not to have your organs failing and all those things happening and just like, I'm done. I'm out of here.
No, I'm good. Where's the check? Check, please.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a great thing. The chapter is really good, and I as I was reading through it, I was thinking about that. It's like those small little steps. I think that everyone, as I'm staring at this camera and thinking about, you know, a lot of the things that relate in my life and where I've heard these things over and over again, because we've talked about how, like, not any idea, you know, most ideas that you have are not, you know, original, but you found those things that you've seen. And I think about like this book that I read with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he was talking about a camera, right? And in order to figure out what that goal is, you got to zoom way out and look at it and then realize that you've got to go this far to get back to the starting point of where you want to be. And I think everyone has to sit down and think about what your goal is, what you want to do, and then realize that you're not going to get there in one day. I mean, you didn't get to 9 years by just going, I see 9 years in the future. Like, you saw 9 years in the future, but you're thinking 20, you're thinking bigger. You're thinking, this is where I want to go. And now it's, what is it going to take to get there? Because you still have 11 more years.
It was funny because the message today was, we need to fill our brains with giant dreams so we have no room for petty pursuits.
Yep.
Right. And that, and I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie Pumping Iron, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's sitting driving in the car, and this is when he forecasts, right? I want to be a movie star. I want to maybe be governor or president, right? This is him talking in the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. I think the only thing he didn't get to be was president, because he couldn't be.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting old, yeah. But like, that's still a possibility. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to change to make that happen, but you know, he's done a lot of the things that he's talked about, and it's crazy because you just think about that. Like, if someone can come from another country and do all the things that he did, and here we are sitting in, you know, kind of our comfort zone, yeah. Anything's possible.
What was so fascinating about him was he had such bad eating habits, right? Mm-hmm. Because he would go do his competition, right? And the first thing he would do is get a bucket of fried chicken afterwards and sit there and eat the whole bucket.
Yep.
And you're like, dude, that is the absolute worst thing you can do. It didn't matter, right?
Yep.
But, you know, he accommodated what? You know, he paid forward, literally paid it forward so that he could go be incredible, win Mr. Universe, and then set and eat a bucket of chicken.
Right.
You got to love it.
Yeah. You did the work and now you're rewarding yourself or something. You know, you see that as a reward or whatever you think. I mean, in reality, you know, the part about the chicken that was bad was that it was fried, but he's still kind of eating healthy, right? Even though it's
yeah, it really was. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, let's reconvene next week. And we are going to be looking in, what is next week? I got to roll down this a little bit here because I got the current chapter pulled up. We're going to be talking about better. And think about those goals this week, everyone. Robert, I hope you have a great birthday tomorrow.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies, for the birthday wishes in the chat room. I appreciate you. I wish I knew how to actually respond back to you on the keyboard, but I don't. So.
We'll figure. I know there's a way to do that, but I haven't quite looked into that yet either.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. It sounds like there was a little bit of static, but hopefully you guys got the message. Yep. Until next time, I challenge you to find the shape of your success.